Radio Gorgeous, we are your new best friend.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing.
Hello, welcome to Radio Gorgeous. My name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
Performance. What does that word mean to you?
Ah, oh, the lights, the magic, the wigs.
Wigs, corsets, bras, bunions, sorry. Okay, so we're thinking glamour, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we're thinking glamour. We're thinking, so this week's show, who's on this glamorous show?
We have got the girls from the Full Monty.
There's some girls in it.
Of course. You remember the wives and girlfriends.
Because there's a play going on.
Yes.
In the West End of London. Fantastic.
February 25th. They are so much fun. These women are amazing. And it's been on tour for a long time. So it is such a tight cast and such a tight show. But she says,
and what was that
brilliant
thing? What
night.
Are they telling you about?
Talking about the show. And also, you know, it's timely. You know, people are still out of work. And it does affect everyone in the family. It doesn't just affect the men when they're, you know, when they were out of work. It affects the women. It affects the family. They're so much fun. And the show sounds amazing. It starts February 25th. Let's go.
I think it's a Radio Gorgeous outing, darling.
Yes.
Now, we're talking about performance. Well, I went to someone that has to perform in public a lot. She is called Princess Michael of Kent, and her job, her performance job, is to be a princess. Can you imagine? And she really is a real princess. I went to interview a princess. I'm showing off now.
Did you feel like a princess yourself?
No, I felt like a nervous mignon. I arrived at Kensington Palace, her little flat, which actually is sort of ginormous. So a kind of Sloane Ranger girl with kind of pearls and a headband answered the door that's got to be her kind of personal system. I said, do you want to come through? And I went through upstairs to the dining room, and there was a massive fire in there. And I was head to toe in fur. And I was boiling. And then she walked in with a fur gilet on. She didn't notice the heat. And I was like, oh my God, I'm sweating away. She had her own bottle of water and I had my own bottle of water. She had a glass that was crystal and cut and shiny. I had a tumbler. I knew my place, Donna.
Did you curtsy?
I had to. Oh. That's one of the things they said. You've got to curtsy. You've got to, the first time you meet her, you've got to say, Your Majesty.
Wow.
And when you leave, you've got to say, Your Majesty. But in the middle, you've got to say, Ma'am. Not mom, which you imagine would be posh, but ma'am. Hello, ma'am. Anyway, so I had a good chat with ma'am. Bloody hell did she talk. She loves talking. But luckily, we have got a very strict editor on it today. So that's going to be fun. But today in Gorgeous Gossip, we're introducing our new film critic.
Yay!
More performance, darling.
Yay!
She is called Claire Muller, and she is a woman. who
Obviously.
Loves film and has got very strong opinions, which is just what we like.
Not shy of an opinion.
Not shy of an opinion. And she's totally on the woman's point of view.
Okay.
And she's seen three films. She's seen the latest one with Meryl Streep about Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
She's seen The Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got some opinions about that, I tell you.
You loved that.
Yes. She didn't love it as much as me. There was too much sex in it. And then the other one was American Hustle, which she's got views about the 70s clothing in that. Mm. So we're going to hear that now. Go for it, Claire. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous. Follow us on Twitter, radio_gorgeous. Lots of love, darlings. Mwah. So I'm in the Society Club in Soho with Claire Muller, who's got a dog with her. Because this is a cafe in Soho where dogs are allowed. Claire, you are our new film critic, but I just want to know what you've done before this.
Well, I was a rock photographer for many years. I started off when I was very young, and I was very lucky that...
What sort of people did you do that we've heard of?
Oh, well, you know, it was in the early 80s, so it was bands, you know, local London bands like Madness and the Bell Stars and lots of stiff and two-tone bands, and I was very lucky because I went to school with some of these people, so I could just, you know, show up with my camera, take a few snaps, and I used to go to a friend's house, develop them overnight, and then schlep them into the, you know, the music papers overnight and get paid like 11 quid, which was pretty sexy in those days. So that's how I started, and then I got commissioned by record companies. So I did that for a few years and then broke my back, made a film, did some work as a buyer for television, and just, that's it really. I haven't really done a lot of jobs.
You've been out there.
I've been out
you?
There, yeah. Been around, you know. Brilliant. Been around.
So we're now going to talk about the first film that you saw, which American Hustle, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's starring in that?
American Hustle is a crime comedy drama. It's got Christian Bale in it, who's a British actor, I believe, and also that guy that everyone raves about. Is it Bradley Cooper? Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
It's sort of glossy 70s sort of fabulousness, and I was kind of hoping it would be more like Goodfellas. Basically, I was really excited about seeing this film. I love American films, and, you know, it's particularly sort of 70s, which is my era.
Yeah.
In fact, I was actually a little bit too young to really get the benefit of the 70s, but I think it's probably my favourite decade, and it's just because it's so sort of excessive and trashy, really, and the opposite of tasteful and drab and boring.
Like now.
So anyway, this is a sort of, I can't really tell you the whole plot, but it's basically, it's about a kind of maverick FBI guy trying to entrap some politicians with the help of some con artists. And, you know, they get involved in mobsters, and the most fabulous person in it is Jennifer Lawrence, who's this very young actress. She's only 22 or something, and she's absolutely mesmerising.
She plays a dumb broad, but
with such sort of maturity. Like, you know, she could be 46, you know, but she's 22 and she's really got, she's
what
got
did you like
incredible
about her?
Presence. Just amazing performance. I mean, you can't really take your eyes off her. She's amazing. So she was fabulous, as was Amy Adams.
Is she the girl with the red hair, the lead role?
She's the girl with the red hair, who basically is braless throughout. So I think that I give her, you know, 10 points for lack of bra and pertness throughout.
Yeah.
But who can
say? Did you like it? You sound like you didn't. You were disappointed.
I did like it. It just, I was hoping for more Boogie Nights, Casino, you know, Goodfellas, things that really, it's sort of decadent, and, you know, it had a kind of disco scene, but it just, for me, I really enjoyed it. I just didn't think it was sort of seminal and groundbreaking.
Didn't take off.
It was perfectly enjoyable. It's a great movie to go and see on a Friday night. Go with a friend, go with a partner, have some fun. You know, it's not going to be, I won't remember it for the rest of my life.
Would you describe it as a comedy?
It's definitely got comedy in it, in that mainly the hair is very comic. The opening scene is Christian Bale sort of froofing his hairpiece. He wears a very extravagant comb-over, which is extraordinary. And I don't know, my friend who's a makeup artist said it was the worst hairpiece she'd ever seen. And I said, well, wasn't that the point?
Yeah,
I mean,
wasn't
it supposed to be a terrible hairpiece?
Yeah.
So the hair was very big.
He put in a lot of weight for the role, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean,
wasn't he Superman or something?
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy, he's good, he does annoy me a little bit. He's doing what I would call doing a De Niro, you know, like Robert De Niro for Raging Bull put on like 48 stone and, became a fat fuck. And, you know, I looked at some interviews with Christian Bale. He takes himself terribly seriously.
Oh, that's a shame.
You know, I don't find him that compelling, actually.
The two women in it were
fabulous. Watchable.
How much would you give it out of 10 then, love?
I'd give it a nice solid 7.3.
Okay,
7.3. Yeah, I'd say watchable. Yeah. And I would say the women were awesome. And
what about costume?
Costume, excessive 70s. I mean, you know, I was around in the 70s. Not everyone wore enormous platforms. And, you know, it's always a little bit kind of
put on, yeah.
Just excess.
RadioGorgeous.com. The next film you saw was, it was sold out when I went to the cinema.
Oh, we had to book it, you know, book it.
It
was that thing.
What's it called?
It's called Wolf of Wall Street.
And isn't it based on a true story?
Yeah, it's based on a true story. It's directed by Scorsese. It's about a 1980s stockbroker in Wall Street, obviously very corrupt. It's all decadence and excess and shoulder pads. I thought it had a little bit too much sex in it, and that made me think that I'm possibly getting a bit too old. You know, when you suddenly realise that you're not the demographic anymore, and you're like, you always were for 20 years, it's like, this film is aimed at me. Yeah. Suddenly I just thought, oh, I wish they'd stop shagging.
Yeah.
Just put it away. Put your punani away. I know you've got a vagina, but you don't have to show it off all the time. So I felt possibly that maybe the film wasn't for me. Corruption. Yeah. It was all about corruption. Leonardo. Let's talk about Leonardo. Yeah.
Do you fancy Leonardo?
Not especially.
Okay. Because he is a heartthrob.
He's a heartthrob. He's a good actor. But I have to say, have you seen it?
Yes.
What did you think of the drug taking scene?
Which one?
Which one?
Lot. Oh, with the bum in the air. Yeah,
oh, come on.
It drug me on a bit, actually.
The drug scene where he was basically, he said, the cerebral palsy phase.
Oh, what? The Quaalude scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was extraordinary. It was absolutely extraordinary.
I did laugh out loud.
Yeah, that was laugh out loud. Yeah, and actually, it did slightly make me want to take drugs, which I know isn't really the idea. It should be like, don't do this at home,
I
kids.
Love it. So it was too much sex.
Too much sex.
But you enjoyed
but
the drug taking.
I quite
taking.
Enjoyed the drugs, drug taking. Yeah, it was all that, you know, when they're always hoovering up massive lines, and it's just sort of think, if you really took that many drugs, you probably would just keel over. It was kind of very, very decadent, and I kind of saw Leonardo, his character, Jordan Belfort. So it's based on him just ripping off people. And so what I couldn't really understand is how he managed to make all so much money that he could afford this fantastic decadent lifestyle. He's almost like a kind of Caligula figure. He's so decadent. I mean, there isn't anything he won't take to the farthest reaching extremes.
Did you find him at all attractive? Just because I know women who've seen the film and said they've never fancied him, but they fancied him because he was so powerful in it, you know.
Well, you're really asking the wrong person, as you know. You know, he's a good-looking guy. His performance was good. I guess it's like a mature performance then, because I always think of him as sort of quite kind of boyish.
Yeah.
I guess it's, for me, maybe this is his first role where I go, he's a mature male actor. He's got gravitas. He can handle it, you know, the lead. I was quite impressed by him, but it was almost... The decadence was in it was, you know, it was like sort of Roman. It was a bit like, you know, the Roman Empire with people sort of, you know, riding each other through offices, whoopeeing and, you know, snorting coke off each other's arses and stuff. I don't know if they snorted coke in Rome, but I'm sure they had the equivalent. So what I feel about the 80s is, again, it's kind of like, it's almost like the 60s and 70s were like Baroque. So everything became excessive. It's the real pendulum swing from the austerity of the 40s and 50s. And everything, you know, I don't think the 60s only happened to about 10 people living in Chelsea. You know, everyone else was wearing frumpy A-line skirts and pushing prams in the suburbs. You know, my parents weren't really. My dad had a kind of psychedelic shirt, but that was as far as it went. I think the 60s and 70s kind of got into the swing of decadence. But by the time you get into the 80s, it's kind of like gone from Baroque to Rococo. And everything is just, it's almost like the fresh fruit has turned into rotting vegetables.
How much would you give that one out of 10, though?
I'd probably give that an 8, possibly. Okay. I mean, I tell you why I'll give it more points. Yeah. Because it was 3 hours long, so I'm going to say value for money. I paid £14.50. Quite expensive, but I think that works out, you know, under a fiver an hour.
But did you get bored? 3 hours is a hell of a long time. Did you mind going?
No, I don't mind. I love it. I love immersing myself in the cinema. I'm one of these people who really, I don't buy stuff. I don't buy films on DVD. I don't think I've ever bought a film on DVD. Wow. I go to the cinema and I enjoy every second
do
of it.
Do you buy the snacks?
No, I'm much too mean to buy the snacks. My favourite thing is I buy some Snacker Jacks, caramel-flavoured Snacker Jacks. So I chomp those. And you can get a pack of six in Morrison's for like 79p.
And what do you take to drink?
Take to drink. Quite often I take my own coffee that I brought in a little flask. I did once take a whole roast chicken and a four-pack of Guinness, extra cold. But that, so many people looked at me with sheer disgust.
You are the right person for this job. Now, the next one. Is Meryl Streep's up for an Oscar for this, isn't she?
Is she? I'm not surprised. No. Oh,
what's
my
it called?
God. It's called August Osage County, which I think is a terrible name.
It is, because you can't, no one can remember it.
No, it wasn't, because I keep going, let's go and see that film called... I didn't even know about the August bit. I just thought it was called something county. Why didn't they call it Oklahoma 2 or Oklahoma Revisited? Because it's about...
Is it that good?
It's about Oklahoma. It's about, you know, people living in the middle of a kind of desert, the plains of Oklahoma. So it's about
southern
No, it's Midwestern. Oh. It's Midwestern, and it's basically a tale of Midwestern dysfunctional family. Basically, a family get together after the 70-year-old father has basically disappeared and he's found drowned. The family all get back together for the funeral. So Meryl Streep's the kind of bereaved wife, except she isn't. But she is one of the most unpleasant characters, I think, probably, well, definitely she's ever had to play. But then anyone, I mean, she makes sort of Joan Crawford in any of her roles look, you know, pale. She's shockingly awful. But what I did love about this film was she was so awful to her children.
Julia Roberts is in it, isn't she?
Julia Roberts is fantastic in it. She's now finally playing, you know, mature roles, but she's great in it. I bought her character. So basically, it's a kind of woman's film. It can't really be described as a chick flick because it's not really, you know,
it's nothing positive about it.
I mean, it's very, very dark. And
is it humorous then?
I mean, yeah, it's the blackest of humour. I mean, it couldn't be any blacker. There isn't anything it doesn't touch. I mean, it's got addiction, illegitimacy, alcoholism, suicide, incest, and that's just, you know, in the first 10 minutes practically.
How many out of 10 would you give that one, Blair?
I'm going to give that a solid 8.7.
Ooh, yeah, getting high.
Yeah, I mean, not fun, but, you know, go and see it if you want to be horrified and fascinated at the same time.
Been amazing having you on Radio Gorgeous today. Have you got anything else you want to say before we go?
American films, I think, are 99% of the time much better than British films. I enjoy them so much more. And I just think they're more expansive. And it's just a sort of bigger palette. It's a bigger frame. There's more going on. English, it's always like a little boy, you know, in a little village, in a little country, in a little town, of a little, yeah, and boring about, I hate British films, sorry, but I do. So the thing I was going to say just about why can they not resist in American films, you know, mentioning literature. So, of course, every the drop of a hat, people reading T.S. Eliot.
Yes.
And, you know, at one point someone says, this is the way the world ends. So this is them saying, yes, we read poetry and we are quite cultivated and civilized.
Yeah, whereas the other two films, American Hustle and Wolf of Wall Street, there was no pointers towards culture.
This is more your kind of intellectual film, really. You know, it's not.
Would you go with the girls?
Possibly not. I think. Well,
or go on your own then.
Go on your own with a large rotisserie chicken and a 6-pack of Guinness. That's my hot tip.
Thank you so much for being on Radio Gorgeous today.
Pleasure.
Radio Gorgeous supports women. Women support Radio Gorgeous. Wasn't she brilliant?
Yes.
Sorry, that was my kind of royal.
The trumpets.
Exactly. I'm so used to them now.
This is sound in my ears whenever I enter a room.
Exactly. And now I have these people tipping forward and saying majesty.
My own little fanfare.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're just going to actually have a little natter now about films and movies or whatever. What do you call them in America?
Movies.
How marvelous. Moving pictures.
Yes.
And so I want to ask you a question about being an American. Is have you ever been to a drive-in movie?
Yes, they're brilliant. I don't think there's many open anymore. You can sometimes, if you're driving, you know, sort of in the country somewhere, you'll see sort of an abandoned drive-in movie.
Oh.
But I only remember going once with my family. So my parents were sitting in the front of the car. My brother and sister and I were in the back. And it was the back of the station wagon. The seats tipped down so you could lay down. And I did fall asleep, but we were seeing Little Big Man, which was Dustin Hoffman or something like that. Yeah, I remember
so
falling asleep quite quickly.
You drive in and then park.
Yeah.
And you can get out to go and buy kind of candy floss.
What, get out? What are you, nuts?
You don't get out?
No, they come to you.
Oh.
Yeah, and you have, you know, in the parking space, you have like little holders, you know, for your popcorn and stuff like that.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it was very cool.
And there's kind of attractive young people going around selling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then how big?
I don't remember
how
that.
Big's a screen?
Like a billboard.
And how, do you have to put your windscreens down to hear it?
Yeah, I think I remember. I mean, literally, I was little and I don't remember. But yeah, I think there were like speakers around. I don't remember.
I was hoping you'd have a snogging story.
Seeing as it was my parents and my brother and sister.
No. So have you...
Happily unlikely.
Shall I tell you what happened to me?
Yes.
My first ever date with a boy. I arranged to meet him in Bradford in Yorkshire, where I'm near from, and went to go and see Grizzly Bear. And we didn't watch any of it. We spent the whole time on the back seat... Aww. Eating each other's faces off.
Aww. I have a story about that.
Oh, yeah.
My father, he's now single, in case anyone's listening. But yeah, he went and saw, I forget what movie it was last year, and he didn't see much of the movie because he and his girlfriend in their 80s were making out too much. Oh. So he had to go back and see it again.
But what I like the idea is that the kind of, how did he manipulate his body in those chairs and things being 80? It's not as kind of easy, is it? You know, sort
of. But I also remember when we were kids, you know, it's so different from now, because when we were kids, I remember my first movie theater experience was my parents went to visit some aged relative in the hospital, and it was like deemed inappropriate for us. And so we were left in the movie theater.
Yes.
And watching, you know, Sinbad. And then, you know, and then they had the second showing.
Yes,
so we watched,
so
you know, one and a half times. Then they came and got us. And then, you know.
Well, I'm the same. My mum used to have her hair done 3 times a week. She'd drop us off at the cinema in Harrogate and she'd go.
Yeah.
And we'd watch things like Help with the Beatles or Hard Day's Night. I saw all these films. Lassie. The kind of children's kind of holidays entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we probably could have stood in the foyer for hours kind of waiting for it to arrive. But also the most exciting thing that ever happened to me was I had a cousin in Huddersfield and she took me on a Saturday morning to this thing called Kids Club when you'd all go and it'd be just millions of children and there'd be kind of an entertainer and they'd put films on and I just thought, I want to live in a town that's got this. Do you ever go to the cinema now?
I rarely. Well, I did see Frozen recently, which is quite fun. With six 9-year-olds.
I was going to say, I haven't heard of Frozen. I must be off the...
And I'm off to the Lego movie next week.
Okay.
Which looks quite good, really.
So how do you watch films?
Mostly, you know, Netflix or Love Film.
Yeah.
Actually, the way I see most recently released movies is on the plane.
Yes, of course.
It's ridiculous.
On a
screen.
At a time,
yeah. Exactly, a screen. I just watch one after the other, you know.
Perfect. I've been going to the cinema more because my children are bigger. You see, that's what makes a real
very
difference.
Very jealous. You don't have to pay for babysitting.
Yeah, yeah. And we pop out on one. We even went out on a Sunday afternoon the other day.
Decadence.
Yeah. Felt fantastic.
Luxury.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much for listening to Radio Gorgeous. And Donna, thank you so much for taking part in Gorgeous Gossip today.
Thank you.
And do go over and listen to our other podcasts because this is a Radio Gorgeous production, 2014 Radio Gorgeous.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow.